Welcome to the bonus realm. This is a chance for us to bring you some additional Vegas content, not a part of the usual show. 360 Vegas Reviews is our opportunity to look a little more in depth at all things Vegas and share the experience with you. Today, we are discussing Crazy Horse Paris.
Consider the opening title sequences of James Bond movies to be some of the sexiest in history of cinema. The female form bathed in color, painted, reflected, and projected upon. These sequences are provocative without being obscene and erotic without being vulgar. However, more than 10 years before filming began on the first Bond film in May of 1951, Crazy Horse Saloon opened in Paris, France, with a show that gave a theatrical take on sensuality with a mix of avant-garde.
From the beginning, the concept was to celebrate the female body by showcasing it like the work of art that it is. This is done by using lighting and shade, then with color, and eventually incorporated choreography. The shows were not a collective narrative, but more a collection of intimate individual vignettes. As times changed and evolved, so did the show. Its focus on theatricality allowed it to continue to stand apart from other shows featuring nudity and remain, if not be regarded more, as performance art.
La Femme opened up a residency at the MGM Grand in June of 2001 in a space designed to match nearly every inch of the original Crazy Horse Theater. 6 years into a popular residency, MGM renamed the show Crazy Horse Paris. In 2011, MGM began the grand renovation, retooling and updating virtually everything in the resort, from the rooms to the dining options and entertainment. In 2012, Crazy Horse Paris became a casualty of the renovation. Rumors began almost immediately of relocation to another Vegas property, but today, the show has not reopened.
Karen and I had the opportunity to see Crazy Horse Paris at MGM Grand in the fall of 2012, and here's what we thought.
So we got to enjoy Crazy Horse Paris one more time before they shut it down.
Yes, we did.
I love that show.
It's a great show. It really is. Yeah. My biggest disappointment in it was the fact that there's so much that's in French that I have no idea what they're saying.
Right.
But... you know, aside from that, it's very artistic. It's they added a new segment from the last.
That
we were
mirrors,
here,
yeah, thing that was amazing.
Called Upside Down. That was just incredibly cool.
Yeah, it's.
I love how, you know, I'm disappointed that it's in French, because really we already said there's not a storyline here, so it's not like it really matters. But
right.
there were a couple parts where, you know, the girls are, well, they're not talking, they're lip syncing to somebody in French, and you're just kind of like, I don't know if this is supposed to be cool or stupid, or right now it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah, there was, I know the thing you're talking about, and I can't remember what it was, but it was something stupid like, c'est chauffeur, ooh la la. Is that like, it was just something, and they just kept doing it, and you're like, this is stupid. But for the most part, that show, first off, the theater, we have to try and explain this theater, because it's not at, like any theater I've ever seen before. When you go into it, it's very intimate.
It's all tables.
Yeah, it is all tables. It's carpeted. It feels incredibly intimate. But when you look at the stage...
Oh, you're right on top of it.
Well, and not just that. It looks like a puppet's going to perform here.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're little mini people that are going to fit on the
like
stage.
It's absolutely...
because it's tiny.
Yeah, and I don't know how they do it, but they literally... the tops of their heads are it's like almost touching the tops of the stage. But... well, no, I guess that pretty much summarizes.
Yeah.
It's like the opening sequence to a Bond film. I absolutely love it. I think it's hot. I think it's artistic. I think it's beautiful. It's exactly what I look for. I don't look to be titillated when I go to shows like that. I'm really trying to admire the art form that is the human body. And this thing...
it's something, and I know this sounds like some people are going to be like, who the fuck are these people this week?
Let's see, because we don't sound like we're hammered.
No, I mean...
we're being like, oh, it's very artistic.
Right. Well, no, they do.
They do. Mark has a souvenir Crazy Horse glass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do. High priced. And they actually serve drinks during the show.
During the show, yeah. Yep.
But...
It's hard to explain. When we first went to Vegas and we saw our first topless show, it was... like, you're told that this is supposed to be like, oh,
erotic,
but it's
and sensual,
well,
and,
yeah,
but tasteful, but, and everything
yes,
else.
Yes, it's all—it's all those things, you know. And so you're like, wow. So this isn't just tits, and they're doing stuff in the meantime. And
the first one that we saw,
we saw
was fantasy,
and you're like, this is just tits.
It's a high-priced... You're paying to see strippers. I mean, that's all it was.
Yeah, they're really classier. Yeah, they don't degrade themselves to grinding on you or rolling around poles, Karen.
Well, at least
no C-section scars.
No C-section.
Not that we saw. I mean, and at least they don't grind on you in the general show. I don't know if you catch them backstage after. They might. I don't know.
Right.
VIP.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the VIP package that you buy.
Right.
But I was bored. Just bored to tears at Fantasy and. Had no, like you really, the first time we went to go see Crazy Horse, you really had to convince me to go see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it if anything, I don't know if it returned our interest, but it didn't immediately go, ugh. Because you also saw Zumanity and you weren't a fan.
Yeah, I didn't like Zumanity either.
Yeah, but since then, we went on to see Peep Show, which
it was fine.
Yes.
It was by far better than Fantasy, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I very much agree. We've said before with Peep Show, I've always felt that show was like, it's like they wrote half of a really good show. And then they're like, what did we, God, we can't do a 25-minute show. What are we, or, like 35-minute show, what are we going to do? But like, there you go. Now we got it. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, and I mean, realistically... because Holly Madison was starring in it when we went.
The fakest hits in the whole thing.
Well, and the whole show, you're waiting for her to show her tits. Yes. I mean, that's really...
It really is, yeah, the culmination.
There were a couple little cute parts, and the singers were actually really good. But
that her I don't know what you call him, your gay bestie, whatever, that on her stupid
the,
fucking
the male
show
lead
had.
Singer, yeah.
Yeah, that dude has pipes like I've never... He's got, like, Bruno Mars pipes.
He's really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that show was fine, but it's nothing like... Crazy Horse. I mean, I've never seen anything like Crazy Horse before. I don't know if somebody else has it, but it was a very unique.
It was awesome.
It very
was absolutely
unique show.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? We don't have ability to do the Crazy Horse or to do the Peep Show review. So just as a tiny side note on that, when we were done with the show, it's anybody who's ever been there. It's on the second floor.
Done with Peep Show, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's on the second floor of Planet Hollywood, so you got to come down. And this was still while Holly's World was being filmed. This was relatively in the early run of her residency, right, with that show.
And we sat down upstairs after the show to record,
yes,
audio.
That's right. Wait a minute.
You've got to have that someplace.
We have to have a review around here
because
somewhere
we sat down and recorded it right there outside. And so we were delayed. The rest of the crowd had kind of gone. So it was a little bit quieter, and so then we were getting up and heading back down. We're on the escalators and got run over by a girl, and turns out it was one of...
No, it was her. It was her gay that did it.
Oh, was it him?
Yes.
I don't remember who it was.
Almost knocked us over
Turns out Holly and the rest of her crew were in front of us on the escalators.
It was Holly and Angel Perino, and they came...
Two or three of the other dancers.
It might have been. But whatever it was, it was just timing that they were walking out, and it just happened to be down there, and we had just figured out, they're like going... Oh, holy shit, that's Holly Madison. And she's like 10 feet in front of us, a little bit further down. And like at the moment we realized that
we got barreled over,
like knocked our ass over so he could catch up. So just in case the goddamn cameras turned the fuck on, he was there hanging out with the crew. I couldn't believe it. It was the most pathetic thing I'd ever seen. Like, hey, I'm one of the girls. Come on. I'm one of the girls.
Oh,
like,
he is.
You're such a dick. But yeah, back to Crazy Horse.
But I think the other thing about, how we're not intoxicated on this. Wasn't this right after? Didn't we go to the buffet at MGM right before this?
I think we might have.
I think we had dinner there, and I don't think we've done that review. It was not a pleasant experience. So I think we were a little subdued going into the show, and while we enjoyed the show, I think we were still kind of in that icky kind of hangover.
I'm with you, and I also know that we knew this was leaving. So it was kind of like I was talking with Brian a week or so ago, like at the end of vacations, I'm just, if you don't know me, you think I'm just kind of moping around and I don't want to do anything, and it's not. I'm like trying to do everything in slow motion and just enjoy every second of it, and I knew that was going to be over. We raved about that show. Anytime anybody ever mentioned anything about a topless show, we're like, Crazy Horse Paris, you have to go see it. That's amazing. It's fantastic.
I'm still hoping it'll...
I really do.
I hope it
should. It should. I mean, the one thing... Well, actually, we'll get into that here in a minute. Let's hear what else we've got with the review.
Does that with performance and projection. I absolutely love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's definitely a burlesque striptease kind of show. Well, not much of a striptease because they're all pretty much completely naked.
Right.
But it's not sleazy in any way, which is really nice.
Right.
Well, and what Karen's alluding to, the first number...
Oh, the toy soldiers?
They are buck naked. They have, like, the British hat on.
Yeah, so picture, the dance routine is very reminiscent of the British soldiers that guard the palace with the big furry tall hats and that march very stiffly and all that.
I thought you were going to say furry something.
Well, no, so they come out and they have these hats on with the chin straps. They have some kind of leather crisscrossing, like, across their chest and between their boobs. And then they literally have, like, tassels. One tassel hanging in front and one tassel, you know, strategically hanging back. And every time they turn, the tassels flare. And, but that's literally all they have on.
Yeah, and, yeah, they are just right off the bat. It's like, opening number, puss. Like, what? Because you don't expect it. When they first start, they're, like, marching forward. So you don't get that same kind of sway. But they intentionally, during the show, do these sharp turns.
Right.
So you'll have that switch. You're like, what? Are we allowed to see this?
Well, and I think realistically, I think all the dancers are required to have, and I don't know what they call it. I'm sure one of the listeners will know.
You're right. Some kind of flesh color.
Yeah. Very teeny tiny thing. So you're not actually seeing it. But it's so strategically well done that, I mean, even the second time we saw it,
we had front row seats at this, if you recall, because we intentionally were like, let's do it. Let's watch it, you know, and see what it's like up here. Yeah, couldn't tell from there. Yeah.
Yeah, you swore that you actually saw.
But it really wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't vulgar.
That didn't bother me.
There was nothing. I mean, other than just going, oh, I can't believe we're allowed to see that. It wasn't, other than the novelty of going, holy shit, I've seen this woman virtually naked, completely naked.
The other times that they did that, so again, remember, they're marching very stiffly. They're not grinding on each other.
No, not at all.
And the times when they were doing much more of the seductive dancing, they were much more strategically covered that you weren't, you know, you didn't have it all right in your face.
Well, it was just the opening vignette. Like, all you really ever saw is the landing strip. That's like all and if anything, that was the thing that really kind of triggered, like, going, I just saw there's no way that's underwear, you know? So,
no kind of underwear I would buy.
Right.
Didn't look like very comfortable underwear, I will say that.
No.
Even if it was, but.
But yeah, I mean, and depending on the dancer, she would have had a different type of hairstyle if she chose to have one at all, Karen, because there was
some of them had decided to you know, kind of revert back to a more, you know, clean look.
Right.
While others, you know, still wanted to leave. Again, a little bit of a landing strip there to kind of guide folks in.
Got
you know,
him in.
It's so different people.
I'm lost.
Different
just
tastes.
Follow the path, idiot.
Say folks. Guide folks in. This way, folks.
We were confused when we first got to the show. Like, I don't think, Karen, am I allowed to go in there?
It's like, oh, no, look, landing strip. Oh, okay, we're right.
Right.
This must be the place.
Right. But you're right. Like, that was the opening vignette. Like, the rest of the show was nothing like that. I mean,
all the segments were very different. There might have been a couple that were, again, French-themed that were a little annoying. But then the dancing or the striptease burlesque styles were very different.
There's nothing. There was nothing erotic about it. I can't say enough. Erotic.
Well, no.
There was nothing. Erotic isn't what I'm looking for. There's nothing obscene.
There's nothing aggressive.
There's nothing. Like, this is the kind of shit that you could potentially see with your parents.
And I'm sure. Oh, well, no.
Not your parents.
Not my parents. Well, and I'm sure there's some kind of going, well, if it's not obscene, why do I want to go see it? This is a topless show that, well, you should be able to take, you know, guys should be able to take their wives to and they won't be mad at you. Although, I think we talk about a situation like that here in a minute. But yeah, no. This is something that this would have been a really good kind of gateway drug for a husband that was trying to get his wife to go see more of these. This, I think, would have been a good way for her to go, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought. I'm interested to go see more. And then you slam her with one of the other ones that are just really bad.
You slam her. I would just cut you off with you slam her. There's really no reason.
Pretty much it.
That's all I was really trying to loosen you up there.
Nice.
But no, like,
to slam you.
Right. But no, it's the kind of thing like I could take Victor and Amy to, or I could take my parents to. Like, it's not like, you know, it doesn't feel, I don't know, we've said it 1,000 times, it's just not, it's, I think it's very beautiful. I thought it was also erotic, it was attractive, it was classy, there's nothing to be embarrassed about with this show.
Right, I agree with that.
So it wasn't one of those unclassic ones where it's like a Gallagher show and they give you plastic tarps.
No, that is not.
No, and honestly, if you're going to a topless show where they have to give you a plastic tarp, you might want to rethink the show that you're going to see.
You might also want to get a shot or two.
Or several.
Penicillin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Make sure you have plenty of hand sanitizer to bathe in.
That is a lot of fluid.
Should there be this much fluid?
Where the hell did that come from?
Right. Please tell me you sneezed on me.
Right. You know what it reminds me of? That episode of The Office where at the very end, Dwight breaks out the black light. And they see shit all over the room, and he's like, what is that? And he goes, it's either blood, urine, or semen. He goes, God, I hope it's urine.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's see what else we thought.
And, we were really close this time. We were closer than the last one. So we were down on the floor, like, so you could see facial expressions and everything, like, right up close.
Yeah, the only critique I ever have about that show is I wish it used a little more modern music, because they did one song to a remake of Toxic by Britney Spears. And
that was the upside down.
Yeah,
it's the mirrors,
they
yeah.
did some. Those were my favorites. Is when they did something I was familiar with.
It is based on a Paris Burlesque show,
right?
So
which is why I get it, but that's
yeah,
my
Earth,
only
the,
knock.
The Eartha Kitt number.
Yeah, I'm not
I was a big
of
fan of. But
overall, I recommend the show to everyone.
Well, if you get a chance to see it before it closes here,
right.
And then hopefully it's going to reopen someplace else. Because
right.
It is a really good show.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. I forgot about the Eartha Kitt number. Yeah, that fucking sucked. I can't remember. It was her song. No, I remember. It was. Just give me a second. It's she says something about my your bubble gum.
Oh,
budget
and my champagne taste,
yeah,
or caviar taste, or something.
It was just obnoxious. We're like going, wow, you sound like just a rich whore. I don't really. Why are you appealing?
Well, she doesn't sound like she's rich. It sounds like she's a whore.
Well, yeah, she's rich. A gold digger. Yeah, it's what it boils down to. Boils down to.
That's what it boils
Let's
down
break
to.
It down. All right, Eartha Kitt's a fucking gold digger.
And they did from the second between the first time we saw it and the second time we saw it. You know, they added the what they called the upside down routine, which again
that was
had
awesome.
a mirror that went lengthwise across the stage, and the it was angled in such a way where body parts would pop up above it, so hands and then legs and hips and butts and whatever
was,
all else.
Yeah.
And so you got a mirror to reflect it. It was like a flip side in the
this
mirror
is my favorite
underneath
number.
Yeah, which was really cool. And yeah. Was that the one that was done to Michael Jackson?
No. That's the one
that
was done to Toxic. Yeah.
They did another routine that was new that was to a Michael Jackson song that I don't remember now which one it was.
Sure.
Yeah, you have even have it in the notes.
I know they have that Michael Jackson guy that does them that comes in the middle, and that's enraging.
Oh,
that's you're thinking
what
of.
It was.
Well, it's not that it's enraging. Let's not over fucking exaggerate. It's not that it was enraging. It was. It felt inappropriate for that.
So
I'm not saying it couldn't have been in some other show in Vegas. I just thought it was inappropriate for that.
Well, he was basically like the way they used to have comedians come out in the middle of the follies and that kind of stuff to kind of give the dancers a break and whatever. That's kind of what he was doing.
And it was one of those things where it's basically a head, and then they have something attached to the head to make it look like it's a tiny little body.
And so basically, yeah, his
big bobblehead.
Well,
yeah,
no, so he's dancing on his knees. It's one of those big head little bodies, and the hands are kind of sticking out.
Well, no, the hands aren't the hands of feet that are dancing. Because
it's
super short. This is not a person. This thing was really, really tiny.
I thought he had arms that were still moving.
You know what? I think if he did, they were like this.
And that's good in a podcast because they can't see what you're
Shut
doing.
Up. I can't.
Well, that's what he was doing.
It's as if you put your arms right next to your tits and then you can only move your hands.
So it was either, he was actually on, like walking on his hands, like one of those characters where he was on his knees doing it. I don't remember which one it was, but yeah, he was dressed up as the white Michael Jackson.
I mean, it was mildly amusing. I thought it made no sense to have in that show.
I'm surprised in the audio we didn't talk about the couple that we sat with the first time we went.
Well, I figured we were going to, so why don't we just do it now? Because I don't see that we've got it in the notes. So the first time we saw this show was, well, as you said, this was the foray into... I was able to sell it to you because the preview very much shows you what the show is about.
Yeah.
So I was very...
It had a lot of the Bond-esque effects and that kind of stuff
on there.
Which
you and I are huge Bond fans.
Right.
So that was an easy sell. but in all honesty, probably the only card I had left after Fantasy.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in any other
I'll be honest, other than seeing tits, that's like, after seeing Fantasy, I'm like, I'm grateful that I saw breasts.
Well, and the other thing that I think was a difference between, like, Fantasy and Crazy Horse was, you know, the majority of the tits in Fantasy were fake. Obviously,
yes,
fake.
Yeah.
The all the dancers in Crazy Horse,
that's right,
were natural.
That's right. It was a requirement.
Yeah, and so, you know, some of them bigger than others, but they were still all natural. Which
was one of the things that I loved about Peep Show too. Those were some of the hottest women I've ever seen. That was my fucking.
And I think except for Holly, they were all. And Holly was, like, and the lead singer, I think hers were fake.
Yeah,
the female. But yeah, everybody else.
I would love to find out what the rest of that cast is doing, and I'm hoping it's some other show in Vegas.
If they had a surgeon, he was a damn good one.
It's exactly the body. We've talked about this before. I have a body type, and it is athletic, and it was awesome.
I used to be having an athletic body.
Shut up. You keep getting stuck on the guy. Anyway, but
so,
this couple.
So anyway, we sat down, and again, the way the theater is set up is there are little tables, like tiny little tables that have four chairs, and the seats are usually two chairs in front and two chairs in the back.
Right.
So we ended up, the first time we went, we had the two seats in front, and then this couple sat down.
No, it was in the back because we intentionally spoke past. No, it was you and me here. And then they were, you and me on the left, and they were on the right.
Was it?
I think. Wherever it was, the way we talked would intentionally.
No, you know what? I think you're right. I think they were in front of us. Because we were projecting loudly so that they could hear us what we did. So anyway, I'm assuming it was a husband and wife, and they were older than us. They were probably, again, bad judge of age, but late 30s, early 40s. I mean, they were a much more mature couple than we were.
At the time.
Than we were. So
we weren't immature.
Okay, they were older than us.
Right.
How's that? I was trying to be nice. So the very first number comes out, and again, it was the same one we talked about with the toy soldiers and the marching and stuff. And she was so pissed at him.
Livid.
She, and I don't remember if she leaned over and said something to him, but she basically sat there with her arms crossed the entire show.
I was really surprised she didn't leave at some
point. I was too, actually, because she, that first number came out, and she was like, You knew what this was. Didn't you know?
Yes,
something like that, I think, was what she
that.
Said.
So, Karen and I were, well, first
so
of all...
So, Mark and I being the assholes that we are...
Well, first of all, we refused to let them ruin the show for us. But then we were not... We were honestly enjoying the show. But then both had the idea, just eyeballed each other, knew exactly what we were going to do. And just started talking about, did you see that? That was the most beautiful... The way that they did that with the lighting in there, it was just fantastic.
Well, and then we even started talking about the different... Like, the dancers' tit sizes and... hers were beautiful, and I'm just so happy they're all natural because her boobs were so perky. They were lovely, and we're just, and I'm
pouring it on
in with it. We are just gushing,
making
over the show, and talking
speaking,
loud enough.
Yeah, much louder than
she had
we
to be in front
to.
Of us because otherwise she wouldn't hurt us.
Yeah, so yeah, just talking much louder than you would need to talk to somebody you're sitting
and,
next
and
to.
And Mark's
at a table.
You know, doing his loud whistle, and we're applauding like crazy, like every
right,
after every
I
number.
That.
And
oh. That was amazing.
And you could just tell she
yes.
Best thing I've ever seen. And she was just
art.
She was just getting more and more pissed off the longer the show went. And I'm sure we made it worse for that guy after. But it's just like, how do you not know what you're coming to see? And I think that was part of the reason why I did it. Why I was so
important. Who goes to a show and has no idea what they're going to go see?
And again, she did. I do remember her making some comment about, you knew what this was or something. And I'm like, you saw the billboards on the front. I mean, they had these huge, pictures or whatever. Like, you knew what you were coming in to see.
I mean, granted,
there was no way you couldn't know.
You did see more of the project. Obviously, they're not showing tits right out there in MGM, but it... As you're going into the theater, you're seeing those pictures, going, clearly there are tits there.
So I think that was part of the reason why we did it. But it honestly made it so much more fun. The show was great to begin with, and it's not very often, you know, I feel the need or the desire to ridicule somebody for being a tight ass. But I just had to, because her poor husband was just, you could tell he was miserable. And I'm like, you know what, bitch, you're ruining his night, I'm going to ruin yours. And we... She just got more and more pissed the whole time the show went through. And we just had a ball with it. It was so much fun.
All right, well, let's talk about the show, Victor.
All right, so the location, as we alluded to earlier, was formerly in the MGM Grand. about a third of the way into the casino if you're coming in from Las Vegas Boulevard, and it's right in the middle of the floor. The runtime on the show was 90 minutes. There was one intermission, and like we discussed a little earlier, there was some kind of awkward Michael Jackson bobblehead puppet sketch. The performance times they used to have, one was at 8 o'clock and then another at 10:30 Wednesday through Mondays. What day of the week did you guys go on?
When did we go?
I have no idea. It had to be middle of the week.
You know what? When we go to Vegas, we almost completely lose track of what day it is. I mean, as far at least
we
day
do
of
lose.
The week.
Yeah, we do lose track. We know how many days we have left.
That's right. It's like every single day we get up, we check, go, all right, so what are we doing today? This is why we plan, and as anybody who's ever listened to a trip report, this is why we don't tell you what we have planned.
Because we end up not doing half of them because we're hungover.
Well, and I think at this point, nightclubs, we've just completely given up on nightclubs.
I can't stay up that late.
Well, and not only that, just the small experience that we had at Moon, like, listen, I'm not playing fucking bumper cars with these people. I was hoping it would be more like we had the experience with your company when we got to go to Surrender or Encore Beach Club. And that was a load of fun. It was great.
But even this last year, they did it again, and we didn't go. I got hooked into blackjack. We were sitting down on a blackjack table and didn't want to go. But, yeah, that's the only time I think I would go again.
Yet another reason why I love the city. There's so many fucking options. But it's also why we won't tell you what we have planned. That way we don't have to own up to all the things we didn't do.
So long answer to your short question, Victor. I have no idea what day of the week it was.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was sometime
day 4.
Between... sometime between Wednesday and Monday.
Right. The tickets ran you anywhere from $35 to $90, and you had to be 21 or older to get in, obviously.
Yeah, and I feel like we kind of, even for the floor seats that we had, we were mid-range of that. I don't think we ever got to the top end for prices, like up around $90 or anything.
I know I went for whatever the top was. I don't think they were charging them at that point.
Well, probably not, because it's getting ready to close. Yeah. But, yeah.
All right, the theater, it had 322 seats, and it was set up like a burlesque club.
Oh, hold on. You know one of the sad things about this? I think, and don't quote me on this, but I think Beecher's Madhouse is in that spot, that space
shit,
now.
Shit, that's right, it did. You want to talk about a freak show.
Review over.
Are you
thanks, Debbie Downer.
Right, are you familiar with the concept at all, Victor?
No.
It's so fucking dumb. To me, it's... It's the kind of thing where they go, like literally there's an old guy in a gimp suit, you know, there's people in...
Midgets galore.
Yeah, midgets
little
all over
like
the
a freak sideshow thing.
But it's meant to be like
there's also a woman with gigantic boobs that her whole show is she crushes beer cans with her tits.
Yeah, they've got like people in costumes, like little teddy bears and stuff that get into other sexual situations with people. It's just...
Furries?
Yeah, it's such a weird thing that, like, oh, we're crazy. We're wacky.
Say, Victor pulled that term up real quickly.
I know, right?
Ooh, furries. I don't know what those are.
I mean, I think it's called something like that. I don't know. Let me Google.
So I've heard it.
Right. But yeah, it's just... It's a collection of, like what some wacky tool with a shit ton of money that...
And the thing is, so he has a show in L.A., and it's been insanely popular, and there's celebrities that show up all the time.
It's popular. Let's not throw it.
Okay, well, he's got a boatload of celebrities that keep showing up, and so that's part of the reason why he expanded it in Vegas. I mean, and I hate to admit it, but in Vegas, I can see where he'd find an audience for this. Now, it's definitely not something you and I are interested in, but I think it's sad that they lost Crazy Horse to put that disgusting freak show in there.
You know what's funny? For a while, they were banned from MGM, or at least the owner was.
Yeah, he did something stupid.
They had a location at the Hard Rock, or something of a location, and I don't know exactly what he did, but yeah, they banned him from the property for a while. And then it was like, hey, Beecher's Madhouse coming to MGM. Like, aren't they banned? Like, oh yeah, and he's not banned anymore.
That paper got lost.
Right.
Yeah, whoever banned him is no longer around, so, you know.
Big misunderstanding.
Change the rules. Which, again, has nothing to do with Crazy Horse, so.
Right. So, back to Crazy Horse. There were drinks served during the show inside the theater, but there was no food.
Yeah, not that I remember seeing. I mean, because there wasn't a menu, so it might have been something like if you asked for popcorn, you might have been able to get it, but realistically, it was just drinks.
It would have been so weird.
To be sitting there eating popcorn.
Sitting there eating popcorn or like nachos or something. Like, this is awesome.
All of a sudden, you're like, cheese.
Doing
wait,
the finger lip.
Right. more jalapenos? These are really good, Karen. These are really good.
Oh, look, they give you little bibs.
Right. Top quality stuff here.
Right. The tassels from the first number become the bibs that you use to wipe your sides of your mouth with.
Oh, yeah.
I've never smelt cheese like this. This is odd.
From under?
Oh,
all right.
Lord.
As we talked about before, the cast were all genuine Parisian females and all were natural.
Well, that's what I forgot. They were all from Paris.
Yeah, it was a thing of theirs.
Yeah.
To focus on the show being about the female form, the producers intentionally cast women with similar body type, shape, height, and breast size.
Karen did say that they obviously have different, you know, larger and smaller breasts. They obviously are shaved different ways, but it's like you really could, like one number, I got that girl, and then you'll never see her again, or at least you don't recognize her again because they look so similar. And they also do a shit ton of wigs, too.
Yeah, they had a lot of wigs.
Yeah, so
like a Robert Palmer video?
Well, no, these were all meant to more...
But they all look similar, yes.
Actually, kind of that concept, yeah.
Yep.
Not necessarily androgynous, but the similarity thing.
No, very much. Like, they would all have the same kind of bob cut, but they'd have different color hair. And that was like...
when you're talking color, you were talking blue and red and green and purple and yellow. And
anything to help lighting and mood, you know, I don't know. Blue fucking hair, but
right. But even then, I think the ones when they came out and didn't have, you know, the crazy color hair, whatever wigs they were wearing were, you know, very nondescript.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
yep.
So what did you guys think about the theater before it turned into the grotesque thing that it is now?
It's interesting. I've never seen a place like that. I would say it reminds me of. I know I've seen theaters like that in movies that have this very intimate and yet worldly feeling to them. I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay, and I really hate to say this because somebody's going to yell at me. Like, I've never seen the entirety of the movie Cabaret, but that's kind of what I envision those stages being
okay,
like.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Again, we talked about the fact that it was very short, and it turns out it's deeper than what you think originally.
Oh, it's way, way deeper.
But it's right up on the audience.
Yeah.
So, but I thought it was great because I don't think, I mean, we didn't sit... Because realistically, there's only, what, like four rows of tables? Because there's like two in front and then two on the upper level?
I think there's more than you realize. Because I remember when I was actually putting together the numbers for how many seats are in this place, I had to literally count them.
Okay.
And I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of seats here.
But it feels very intimate and very small.
Like,
so
like
and I think you'd be able to, you know, see the show.
Before I looked it up, if you told me it seated 250 people, 200 people, 150 people, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Any of those numbers I would have believed.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a smaller theater, but I liked it.
Being that it was a small theater, how did the sound system in there?
I remember it being loud.
It was loud. It was very directional. It didn't feel like it was like there was a surround sound to it. It felt like it came from the stage.
Coming back at you, yeah.
And you, like you guys said, you were sitting close to the stage, like center stage, side stage.
Center. I went... Like I said, I knew this was the last one. I tried to get the best seats I could possibly get.
We weren't dead center. We were a little bit off
slightly,
to one side,
yeah.
But yeah, right up front and on the side.
Yep.
So.
Oh, all right, so the theme and music of Crazy Horse, there were some modern numbers like we talked about before. There was some French language in some of the numbers, and some of the numbers took a little too long to transition. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, it wasn't like they were taking too long to get changed in outfits or anything like that. It was like one number lingered too long while they were getting, like, the next number was beginning, if I remember.
So
I could be misremembering this a little bit.
It seems like I do remember maybe one where they were showing, like, a little video vignette or something in the middle.
That's what I was thinking of.
That... Again, maybe because it was in French that we didn't really understand what it was supposedly setting the stage for.
They went through like one or two of those because I remember they actually give some kind of baby history of Crazy Horse Paris. It was like towards the beginning.
Yeah, I remember.
Or like one of the first interludes into, you know, costume change or whatever.
Right. There were, I do vaguely remember a couple of the little video vignettes seemed kind of long. But, and then some of the songs seemed a little long. Again, like the French number.
That Eartha Kitt was the worst, though. I'm glad you remember that. I hated that song.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what was that? It was almost... Here's something interesting. I actually didn't hate it when I first heard it. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like, she's like, hey, I like nicer things. You can't afford it. And then it's like 45 seconds into it, like, you are a money-grubbing whore.
Get off the stage.
Right.
Bitch.
Well, and it's like the act was fine. It's just the song was obnoxious.
The song was annoying. Yeah. And so I want to be a little careful here because we're kind of complaining about this and that in the middle. Overall, it was a great show.
Oh, we're nitpicking. Let's make that crystal clear. We are trying to properly and thoroughly review this. Overall, I loved this show and would go back in a heartbeat.
With the exception of...
the Earth Kit number. Actually, just the song. Mm-hmm. Keep the same number. Just put a new song.
I'd rather if they were going to do an Earth Kit song, they should have done like Santa Baby.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been more entertaining.
Yeah.
But the only other thing, like kind of like we talked about, that was annoying was the little mini Michael Jackson guy.
Yeah.
When he came out and did his intermission, it was cute at first.
I can't see where that would fit in.
It was so
it didn't. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember. I feel like that was different the second time we saw it than the first time we saw it. Like first time, I thought there was something different. It wasn't the Michael Jackson guy.
I think they had it. They had a comedian that did the intermission at Fantasy. And I thought that just the way that show was, that you could have put this in there. That I thought a comedian fit well in the middle of Fantasy. I thought this could have been a comedy sketch or something that would have gone in there. I just felt that it just didn't work with this. I would have rather...
And that was after he died, too. So maybe that was part of what it was.
Oh, I think
it
him before. We saw it both times, before he died and then after he died.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't remember if he was in there the first time we saw it. I remember the second time and... Yeah, he wasn't the best part.
Yeah, I don't see where that fits in at all. Boobs, 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 Michael Jackson.
Talk about yin and yang there, come on.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would be more of the Beecher's Madhouse thing.
Yes.
It does. It really does.
Disfigured Michael Jackson. Oh, that's normal.
Right, all right. Everyone loves him. Look, it's disfigured Michael Jackson. That would be his official name.
Ouch.
Yeah, right. DM.
God.
All right, so there were some mumblings that they didn't change the show much over its 11 years. Producers argued that the show wasn't allowed to evolve. Instead, or reinvesting money into the show, they were forced to continue with what they had.
Which is why they argue. Which is also why, like, one of the first things they said, because this was a mutual parting. MGM, you know, they were like, hey, their contract came up. They didn't get rid of them. Their contract ended. It wasn't renewed.
Right.
And, you know, they were like, no.
Which, i.e., is getting rid of them.
Well, it's true, but they weren't asked to leave. They didn't stop the show. They didn't do anything like that. So they were both excited, like, when they announced it, because, you know, that was one of the things they said is, like, listen, we were kind of, MGM wanted a show, and they didn't. We wanted to go, let's try this. Like, no, that's not, we don't want that here. We want you to do this show. And one of the things they were excited about is they thought if they went somewhere else, they would be able to do that. Like, there was loads. Like, they even said that they would be going on tour after this.
Right.
Because it's just now they have the ability to go, we've got tons of ideas that we really want to try. So that's another reason why I really hope that they find another location in Vegas. And I'd love to see what they could do if they were allowed to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do. Because I thought that Toxic number with those mirrors was amazing.
Well, again, so like we said, that was a new number that they didn't have before. So... I mean, did the show change a lot during the 11 years? Probably not, and I'm guessing some of those numbers were in there when it first opened. But especially, so to that end, would you go see it again and again and again? Most likely not, although we did.
It's one of those things, like, if somebody, like, you're in Vegas and somebody said, hey, we're going to go to Crazy Horse Parish, you want to come with us? We're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You know, you're having a good time hanging out with a couple or something. Like, yeah, fuck yeah, that'd be fun. We've seen that show. It's a great show.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you could, you know, sit at a table and annoy people around you like we did.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast.
You just come in.
A show within a show.
Yeah, you come in to the maitre d' be like,
we are entertaining.
Can you give me a heads up? Are there any pretentious pricks around here?
any wives that seem like a little bitchy that they're there?
We want to sit there and we will cook you a turkey.
Shake my hand.
Right. It's right.
Mr. Benjamin for you. Or no, knowing us, Mr. Lincoln is here and would appreciate
right.
it.
And his buddy, Mr. Washington, and his other buddy, Mr. Washington.
They're twins.
Right. They know how to party.
Lord.
All right, so like you guys said, Mark, you like the Toxic number. Were there any other numbers that you guys really liked?
I think we covered all the ones that would... I mean, the only thing that had impacts on me enough to go, oh, you know what's funny?
Well, and it's kind of pointless now because you can't see it.
Yeah, it's a
And exactly to your point, we're hoping they come back and you know, change it up and do something different, so you might not see any of those numbers again.
I would hope.
It sounds like someone should pick this up. I'm sure somebody will.
There were rumors that it was going to go to the Ava Longoria place that was meant to be a nightclub slash steakhouse, and now
that's
it's
gone bankrupt like three times.
Yeah, now it's just the steakhouse owned by Morton's. So
that sounds like a great concept. Nightclub slash steakhouse.
Well, if you think about Tao or Lavo, those are both restaurants slash nightclubs.
Awesome. And the restaurants were amazing.
Yeah. So I guess the concept is there. Maybe steak just doesn't work. Maybe it's got to be Asian or Italian.
Yeah, steak might just be a little sexy. Too stuffy.
Right.
Well, you eat a steak
it's a
and then
big
you're
slab of meat.
Then you're bloated and it's just not good.
I don't want to grind.
Do you know how much protein I have in me right now?
Would you like a little more?
Right. I need some carbs. Nice. Like a taco joint. There you go. Taco joint. Tacos and dancing.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds like a really bad combination. Oh.
Like shake something loose.
Right. I'm going to have to disagree with that concept.
Yeah,
right,
I think I'm a little ill just thinking about it. But you'd have to come up with your, like, you know, native constitution to deal with that. Then all of us gringos can't quite handle that.
Yeah. Weak stomach white people.
Right.
Oh,
all right, so now we get to the most important question of the show. How was the gift shop? Please tell me they had small stuff disfigured Michael Jackson.
I don't recall. I know.
Did we even go in the gift shop?
I don't know if they had a gift shop proper, but they did have, you could get, like we have a book. We have a picture book that talks about the history and the show. That's where I got a lot of the stuff from.
Oh, you must have bought that when I wasn't looking.
Well, we were just... No, you're
crazy.
Smuggled
it out of there.
You're crazy. No, it was just one of those things that, like I said, we're both huge Bond fans. Awesome.
Well, and you're
to
a big
see.
Vegas history fan.
Right,
so,
right.
You got a gazillion books up there.
Yeah, that's true.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't remember what else was in there, to be honest. I was
looking for one of those toy soldier outfits, and I just remember that they didn't have one. I was very disappointed.
As was I.
If anything, I want the hat.
Right.
I don't need the rest of it. Although the tassels are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tassels are
I like when
really
they
fun.
Swished.
Yeah, I could make them swish. All right, we need to stop this. This is going in a bad direction.
All right, there's no Vegas mate rating listed here.
Yeah, that's actually my fault because the show stopped before I ever had written this.
Oh.
So I never had the opportunity to get it. I reached out to Hunter, and he doesn't keep archives of them.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So unfortunately, lost it. I've now learned that after we do anything in Vegas, because you never know when it's going to go away, that I'm immediately grabbing whatever the rating is, and then I just keep an eye on it. If the show still exists, or the restaurant, or whatever,
yeah.
I'll go back as I'm writing the review script. But it was a learning experience. But,
slacker.
I know, right? All right, review. I've got no shame in going right forward with this one.
We might actually agree this time.
Wow. Mark's going first too.
I know.
I just have to say
well,
5 out of 5.
The blues, yeah.
I mean, I want to say 4 out of 5 because it wasn't the perfect show, but I think it might be the perfect topless show, at least for me.
I think I've got to group it in the category that it is, which is a topless or burlesque or whatever. And from that perspective, this is the only one that I've seen so far. And granted, I haven't seen a ton. We saw Fantasy, and I saw Zumanity.
We saw Peep Show.
I have no desire to go back and see any of those three again. I did go back and was looking forward to going to see Crazy Horse again.
Well,
so I think for that, I've got to give it a 5 out of 5 as well.
Yeah. But to be fair, you did say that we would go back to see Peep Show if somebody new was in it or something like that, or if we heard they did any renovations. But if the tickets were free or ridiculously
cheap.
Yeah, kind of a thing.
Or
so.
they'd have to be some really high-class boobs for me to want to go see that.
I agree with your statement if we only add the caveat of it's the only show we would pay full price to go see again.
Yeah.
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 I'm a huge fan of it. We've gushed. There's really not much more I can say. 5 out of 5.
And if you didn't see it, too bad.
Right.
It's gone now. Sorry.
So that was our review of Crazy Horse Paris. As always, we encourage you to go out and experience these things for yourself. Please don't take our word for it, although in this case, you don't really have much of a choice.
You're going to have to.
Right. Food and drink prices, hours of operation, and happy hour deals are all subject to change. Be sure to check with the property for the most up-to-date information. Check out 360biggestreviews.com for show notes, as well as a video we found of our favorite part of the show, Upside Down.